you, some of the words you might use to see if you're not really sure, but you say, well, I, talking about whether you have time to do something or not, you say, well, I'll have time.
I think I'll have time.
Okay. And if you went downtown to buy some things, you say, I have to do some
shopping.
Okay. And if you bought something, somebody might take some paper and
wrap it up.
Okay, and then when you got home, you'd
unwrap it.
Okay. And if somebody sold something for less money than he had to pay for it, he'd be selling it how? Or at a...
at a discount.
Okay, or the fact that he did not gain money on it, but he actually...
lost money on it, at a loss.
Okay. And if something is really too expensive for you, you can't afford it, you might say, I like that, but it...
it's too expensive.
Or it what?
Costs too much.
Okay. And on the first of the month, your bill might be, if you have to pay it...
due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you might have to pay...
dues.
Okay. If you don't have any money and you want a loan from a friend, you might say, could I...
borrow some money.
Okay. And if there isn't much of something around, they might say it's very much...
so it's what? Scarce,
right.
I was going to say.
Yes, great, okay. Now this is another verb. When you go into the water...
like dive.
Okay, and yesterday you...
dove.
And you have...
I have...
many.
Dove.
Okay. If you go in the water and you hit the water right on your stomach, what do you call that?
A belly flop.
Hmm. Okay, and sometimes in tumbling, if you put your head, you tuck your head and you roll over.
Mm-hmm. Somersault.
Okay. And another verb. Once you've dived into the water, you will probably start to...
swim.
Okay, and yesterday I...
swam.
And I have...
swum.
Okay. Have you ever heard any name for when... they used to do this. When people would pay their bill, they'd give them a little gift for paying it. Have you ever heard, do you know what they, you might call it? Have you ever heard of a lanyap?
No.
Okay. Somebody who was swimming and got stuck in a whirlpool and didn't come up.
He drowned.
Okay, and I hope he doesn't.
Drown.
And he has already.
Drowned.
Okay. And what does a baby do before it can walk?
Crawls.
Okay. And if you want to get up a tree, you have to...
climb.
Okay, and so yesterday I...
climbed.
And I have...
climbed.
Okay. And if a kid is hiding behind a couch or something, he has to get down.
Crouch.
Okay. And then he might jump out to surprise you and say...
boo.
Okay. And if somebody's praying in church and they get down on this...
is that a genuflect?
Yeah, but I mean just simply any...
oh, kneel.
Right, so you say that she went up to the altar and she...
knelt.
Okay. And if I want to rest, I might say I'm just going to go on over to the couch and I'm going to...
lie down for a while.
Okay, and if somebody was sick, you might say he couldn't even get up all day, he just in bed.
He just lay in bed.
Okay. And if you were asleep and you saw something, you say I...
this dreamt.
Okay, and many times I...
have dreamt.
Okay, and sometimes I...
dream.
Okay. I was right in the middle of this dream and all of a sudden I...
woke up.
Yeah. Okay. If you put your foot down really heavy on the floor, so it makes a lot of noise, you might say you...
stomp.
Okay. And if somebody, let's say if a man sees a girl at a dance or a party and he's got his car and she doesn't, he might say, may I...
may I take you home? May I drive you home?
Okay. Did you ever hear anybody say, carry you home?
No.
Okay. And if they were walking, would he say something different? Well, he wouldn't say drive, but I mean...
may I walk you home?
Okay. And if you want something to come towards you, you take it and you...